From his creation in Genesis chapter 1 verse 28 till the white throne judgment, till when the Son will hand over the kingdom to the Father, as we see in 1 Corinthians 15, 28. Till the end of mankind. We say that it is divided into seven different periods, seven different dispensations. And last week we saw that a dispensation is a period of a peculiar spiritual administration. Are we together? We said a dispensation is what? A period that marks a specific dealing of God with man. It can be defined as a system of spiritual administration. Just like if you look at our country, Nigeria, for instance, this present democratic tenure is what? The Third Republic or the Fourth Republic. We've had military regimes. It was a period. We had the pre-colonial period. We had the colonial period. Now we had the military regime. Now we are in the democratic tenure. So when we talk about dispensation, we are saying that different periods that mark different dealings of God with man. And we said they are divided into seven. Last week we started with the first, which is innocency. Man in his innocent estate when God created him in the garden. When God created man, there was nothing like repent. There was nothing like be born again. Man knew no sin. When God created man and kept him in Eden, man could not speak like David spoke in Psalm 51, where David said, in sin did my mother conceive me. I was shaping in iniquity. No, Adam and woman could not say so because they were created innocently. Are we together? Then we saw that dispensation ended with the fall of Adam. What happened? Their conscience was awakened. Then that began another dispensation, the dispensation of conscience. When man lived by his conscience, he was supposed to do good. He was supposed to live right to every will of God. And whatever was contrary to the will of God, his conscience was supposed to prick him not to do it. But we saw that dispensation ended with the flood. Then after the flood, God began another agenda with Noah and his family. This time around, wanting man to rule man. We saw that there was a change in everything. For instance, before the flood, man could not eat animal. Many of us in Nigeria like suya and kilishi. Before the flood, you could not eat suya and kilishi, neither could you eat barbecue. It all began after the flood. Before the flood, animal was your friend. Your pet could be a lion. But after the flood, everything changed. Now, if you go and say, Mr. Lion, how are you? Make sure you write your will before you go. Because something good will happen to you. Everything changed after the flood. Then God said they should replenish the earth. They were all of one language. God wanted them to multiply on the surface of the earth. But what happened? They rebelled against God. They said instead of them to multiply, they will make a name. They will build a tower. They will become one. In fact, they said if God is going to send any flood again, we are capable. The first structure, the first symbol of rebellion towards God is the Tower of Babel. They rebelled against God. So that dispensation ended by what? The confusion of tongues. It was from the Tower of Babel in Genesis 11 that God scattered man over the face of the earth. From thence, everybody now started having different language. Now you are Igbo. Another person is Yoruba. Another person is Hausa. Another person speaks French. Another person speaks Spanish. All this was not so when God created us. So all of you that is so proud of your tribe, if you go back to the beginning, it wasn't so. The Bible says in Acts 17, 26, that of one blood, he has made all nations to dwell on the face of the earth. It was at the Tower of Babel that our tongues became confused. It began another dispensation. So God abandoned mankind. Can you see it? Then we move to the next dispensation. This is where we are now. The dispensation of promise, or the patriarchs, the patriarchal dispensation. When you say patriarch, the word patriarch means papa, a father, a progenitor. The dispensation started with the call of Abraham. After God abandoned man, when he scattered man from the Tower of Babel, God stopped dealing with mankind as a whole. He started dealing with individuals. These individuals are known as the patriarchs. God started dealing with specifically a certain man called Abraham. Are we together? Because what is next? Don't forget that in Genesis chapter 3 verse 15, when man fell, a prophecy was given forth. I will put enmity between thee, Genesis 3, 15, and the woman, and between thy seed, Genesis chapter 3, 15, IT. I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Who was this woman? This woman, verse 15, this woman is not Eve, neither is that woman Mary. From this woman, please, sound crew, help us with this sound, we beg you. It's very bad. Please, help us. From this woman was to come forth who? Genesis 3:15. From this woman was to come forth the seed that will bruise the head of the serpent, which is Christ. Who was this woman? This woman was the nation Israel. Are we together? Israel is referred to as a woman, and you can see that in Revelation chapter 12. Now, after God scattered men on the face of the earth, when God scattered them in the Tower of Babel, the next thing on God's agenda was to begin the formation of that woman. Are we together? So God found a man by the name of Abraham, and he became the God of Abraham. It was at this point that God started giving promises to this man. I will make you a blessing. Indeed, shall all families of the earth be blessed. Abraham's blessing, when God called him, God did not call him just to make him rich. No. Are we together? God didn't call Abraham. It is not written in the Bible. The significance of the call of Abraham or of that story is not to teach you how God called a man and made him rich. No. Abraham was a special vessel of God. It was from him that the seed of the woman, Christ, came. If you are with me, shout hallelujah. Apostle Paul said in Hebrews that let us leave milk. Let us start eating strong meat. Not every time we come, we say repent, be baptized in Jesus' name. Let us chew some strong food that will cause you to appreciate grace. Are we together? So the dispensation of promise began with the call of Abraham until the exodus of the Jewish people. It covers a period of 430 years. In this dispensation, God began the formation of the woman, Israel, through Abraham. Because in Abraham, all the families of the earth will be blessed. God made a covenant with him. Circumcision was enacted as the sign of this covenant. Then the Abrahamic covenant was confirmed to his son. Who was his son? Isaac. After Isaac was who? Jacob. Then he said, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He said, this is my name and my memorial forever through all generations. Can you see it? Why Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? They were special. Because God entered a serious covenant with them. So the period of time from the call of Abraham till God brought the Jewish people out of the land of Egypt was the dispensation of promise. God was busy building that family. God was busy forming that nation. God was busy forming the woman. And that is what we see. Can we move forward? The next dispensation, okay? Under the dispensation of promise, note something. Animal sacrifices and altars were necessary. At this point in time, the head of the family was always the priest. You see that Abraham, the Bible said, Abraham will move from this place. He will build an altar unto the Lord. He will go to Bethel. He will build an altar unto the Lord. He will go to this place. He will build an altar unto the Lord. Up until one time, God even told him, sacrifice your son Isaac. Your son that you love. So, sacrifices were necessary. And there was no special class of priest. The head of the family always stood as the priest under the dispensation of promise. Don't forget, it was from the second dispensation that man started needing a sacrifice. Are we together? Because once man sinned against God, a sacrifice was necessary to atone for the sin of man. In the first dispensation, when man was innocent, Adam did not bring any sacrifice to God. It was after he sinned that man began to need sacrifice. From the fall of man, no one can approach unto God without a sacrifice. Since the fall of man, a sacrifice is required to atone for man's sin before man can come near to God. And from that time, they started offering animal sacrifices. Animal sacrifices. Then we come to the fifth dispensation, a very popular dispensation that we know. The dispensation of what? Of law. If you are with me, shout hallelujah. The dispensation of law. After God called Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and began a community through them, a special people through them, by the time they were coming out of Egypt, when they went into Egypt, when Joseph became prime minister, listen, we are teaching Bible here. Then Joseph, there was famine in the land. Joseph revealed himself to his brethren, said, go and bring my father and all your family. The Bible says there were 70 people that went into Egypt. But when they will come out of Egypt in the Exodus, they were what? Millions. From a family of 70, God formed a nation of millions. So the dispensation of the law began from their coming out of Egypt. All this while, Abraham did not have any law. He only had a covenant with God that was established through circumcision. Same thing with Isaac, same thing with Jacob, same thing with the 12 sons of Jacob. Until they came out of Egypt and Moses took them to the mountain of God, Mount Horeb, then God began to give them what? The law. Now, the dispensation of the law, it extended from the Exodus till when? See it on the screen now. Answer me if you are with me. Till the cross. It was the dispensation of the law that required what? Temple worship. Before this time, there was no special place called a temple. Wherever they went to, they would build an altar, offer their sacrifice. They would build an altar, offer their sacrifice, and God will relate to them. But when the law was given, God started speaking of a temple. While they were in the wilderness, it was a tent. When they got to the promised land, a temple was built. It was also under the dispensation of the law that a special tribe was selected to become the priest. What was that tribe? Mommy, you know your Bible. The tribe of Levi. Out of the 12 tribes of Israel, God chose only that tribe and said, you be the priest. Others will approach me through you. Under the dispensation of the law, there were hundreds of moral, social, and ceremonial law. For instance, there's one that I used to use as an example all the time. Under the law, when a woman is having a monthly flow, she is unclean for 7 days. If you touch her hand, you too, you'll be unclean. Anything she sits on is unclean. She cannot even approach near the temple. Are we together? It was under the law. Hundreds of moral laws. Not only moral laws, there were also dietary laws. What you should eat and what you should not eat. It was under this dispensation that God selected some animals and called them clean animals. Then some other animals are called what? Unclean animals. Imagine how sweet snail is. Under the dispensation of the law, you cannot eat snail. How many of us love snail meat? Oh, the people in this church don't like snail. How many of you like catfish? Some brothers like catfish. Under the dispensation of the law, if you eat catfish, you bring a ram for atonement and say, Father, have mercy upon me, I have sinned. Are we together? There were hundreds of laws. What they should do, how they should behave. It was under this dispensation that God gave them what? Eye for eye. Tooth for tooth. do me, I do you was under this dispensation. Do you know that under the dispensation of the law, if you kill someone, the justice of God requires that you too, you should be killed. If you kill my brother, the justice of God requires that I come after your life and kill you. If I don't come after your life and kill you, I'll be held responsible. That was how serious the law was. Are we together? Hundreds of moral laws. Do this, do that. When you go out, do this. When you see this, do this. All the book of Leviticus and the book of Deuteronomy teaches you about this law. It was under this hundreds of laws. In fact, where will you start from? Up to the extent that God told them to write the law. Write it in your door. Write it in your wall. This one that you use your own picture as decoration in your house. Under the law, it was the law of Moses that was written everywhere. So that when you come out, you are seeing the law. When you pass, you are seeing the law. To keep them in remembrance, because there were hundreds of them. That was how serious it was. When you give birth to a child, after so days, you bring either a lamb, a goat, two pigeons, or two doves for sacrifice. When your monthly flow is over, you bring so this for sacrifice. You go and bathe yourself in the river. You will do this, you will do that. Many laws were given. Are we together? And it was under this dispensation that we have the office of the prophet. When we talk of the prophets here, the prophets in the Old Testament are different from the prophets in the New Testament. The people we know as the prophets in the Old Testament, God used them to reveal further things to the children of Israel. So their office was quite different. Are we together? Then under the same dispensation, the Sabbath day was given. Abraham did not keep Sabbath. Isaac did not keep Sabbath. Jacob did not keep Sabbath. The 12 sons of Jacob didn't keep Sabbath. Noah and his children did not keep any Sabbath. It was until God gave the children of Israel the law that we know as the law of Moses that Sabbath day became a requirement. Can you understand what we mean by dispensations? Different periods, different ways that God dealt with men. Under the law, there was nothing like be born again. There was nothing like water baptism in Jesus' name. Every day under the law, in the morning, there was an animal sacrifice. At night, there was an animal sacrifice. On the Sabbath day, there was a special sacrifice. On the new moon, there was a special sacrifice. It was required. They had a temple. They had an organized people. They had a special family that it was their duty to attend unto the worship, to attend unto the temple, to receive the sacrifices from the people and offer them unto God. So the keeping of the Sabbath became a law under the law. Before that time, none ever kept the Sabbath. Are we together? So under this dispensation, God could say that the only family he has on the earth was who? Israel. We Gentiles, they looked at us as dogs. In the old world, there are only two categories of people. Not Igbo and Yoruba. It is Israel and Gentiles. The Israelites are the sons of Abraham through the lineage of Jacob, the 12 sons of Jacob. The Gentiles are every other person that is not a Jew. Then under the dispensation of the law, God's focal point became Israel. Even you as a Gentile, if you wanted to relate to God then, you need to come under the commonwealth of Israel. They became the special people of God. And as a result, physical prosperity was promised them as a reward for their obedience. Imagine over 600 commandments. We are not talking of the 10 commandments. That shall not kill. Those ones are easy. Your 5-year-old child can know those ones. We are talking about over 600 commandments written in the book of the law. Up to the extent of how you should offer a sacrifice. If you miss it at one point, God will not accept it. Are we together? So it was so strenuous, but God gave them an encouragement. What was it? What we see in Deuteronomy chapter 28. Let's read it from verse 1. Physical prosperity became a promise to them for their obedience. He said, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I commanded this day, that the Lord thy God, this promise was to Israel. Yes, we can claim it and apply it to ourselves, but it was specifically for Israel. The Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Then he started blessing them. You'll be blessed in the city. You'll be blessed in the field. Verse 4. The fruit of your body, the fruit of the ground, the fruit of the cattle, everything will be blessed. Verse 5. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shall that be when you come in. Blessed shall that be when you go out. The Lord will cause thy enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command his blessing upon thee. Verse 9. And so on and so forth. See verse 9. The Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee. If what? If you will keep. Can you see it? So those promises were a reward for their obedience to the numerous laws, hundreds of laws that God gave them. Next slide. That was the dispensation of the law. It was a very serious dispensation. Man was to live by moral codes, and God dealt largely only with the dispensation, with the children of Israel. Now, I want you to note something. Under the dispensation of conscience, which is the second dispensation, the dispensation of human government, which is the third, the dispensation of promise, which is the fourth, and the dispensation of law, which is what? The fifth. I want you to note something. That tree of life in Genesis chapter 3 verse 21. Under all this dispensation, mankind could not access the tree of life. Verse 22 rather. He said, and the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and to know evil. Now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. What did God do? God placed, verse 24, God placed a cherubim, verse 24. He drove out the man and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden, what? Cherubims and a flaming sword, which turned every way. To do what? To keep the way of the tree of life. The tree of life is the source of eternal life. So under all these other dispensations, mankind could not receive eternal life. The law of Moses could not give eternal life to man. If it could give eternal life to man, there would not be a need for this next dispensation that we want to look at, the dispensation of grace. The law of Moses could not help man, but all this was under God's agenda. But what did the Lord do? Galatians chapter 3. The Lord did something. It made man to know how sinful man is. It caused man to see his weakness and to see his helplessness. I love how Apostle Paul put it in Galatians chapter 3 from verse 19. Galatians chapter 3 verse 19. See, he says, what then serveth the law? Why? He says, it was added because of transgressions. It was added so that man will know sin and see how sinful sin is. Till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. And it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. That mediator was Moses. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. So you see, God gave mankind the law of Moses to cause them to see their sinfulness, to cause them to see their wretchedness, That was why in Romans 7, Apostle Paul was crying out. He said, "Oh, wretched man that I am, what I want to do, I cannot do. It is what I don't want to do, I will do." He said, "I know that the law is good, but me, the problem is not this law. The problem is not this commandment. The problem is more than do this and do that. The problem is my nature. There is something wrong with my nature. My nature is in enmity with God. My nature cannot do the will of God. My nature is contrary to the will of God." So God gave them the law. Apostle Paul said the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. The law actually revealed the righteous judgment of God. For instance, the law says, "Thou shalt not commit adultery." That was the law. Do you know something interesting? Under the law, in fact, under the Bible says, the law says, "Thou shalt not commit adultery." But when grace came, grace says, if you look on a woman and lust after her in your heart, you've done what? So what was grace telling us? It is more than do this and do that. It is about the nature. The law could not help us. It only revealed our weakness, our insufficiency, our inability to keep the commandment of God. Then God brought us to the next dispensation, known as the dispensation of grace. Somebody shout hallelujah. Now, from the death of the Lord Jesus, not just till the rapture, because even after the rapture, for a period of 7 years, grace will go back to Israel. So from the upper room, when the Holy Ghost came, till the 70th week, when it is finished, when the Lord Jesus will come to destroy this world, the day of the Lord, it covers what? The dispensation of grace. We are currently under this dispensation. It began in the upper room, and it ends with the 70th week of Daniel. What is grace? Apostle Paul defined it in Titus 3, 4, 5 as the kindness and love of God, our Savior, towards mankind. He says, "But after that, the kindness and love of God, our Savior, towards man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy." So grace is the kindness and the love of God, our Savior, towards mankind. That was why the Bible says in Romans 5, 8, it says, "God commended his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners," what happened? "Christ died for us." That is grace. The love and kindness of God, our Savior, towards us. Under the law, listen, under the law, you became righteous in obedience to those hundreds of commandments. But under grace, you are not righteous because of do this and don't do this. Under grace, righteousness is a free gift. I don't know if it's sinking deep. Under the law, God required righteousness from you. But under grace, God gives you righteousness. Are we together? The law is connected to Moses. But grace is connected to who? Lord Jesus Christ and faith. God, grace saves the bad. In this dispensation, God is not looking for good people. Are we together, church? So when people come and they start telling you, you know, "I'm so pure. All my life I've been living clean. You know, I was a virgin to 30 years old until I got married. I never stole. I never lied." No. Under the dispensation of grace, that is nonsense. That is what? A filthy rag before God. What God is busy doing in this dispensation, God is saving the bad. So if you are not bad, don't come to Jesus. Did you hear me? If you are good, you don't need Jesus. If you are good, you don't need Jesus. But if you are bad, Jesus is interested in you. In this dispensation, God is saving the bad. And I thank God that the Lord Jesus told us, he said, "Why do you call me good? No man is good, but who? But God." So if you think you are good, I pity you. Grace is a free gift. an unmerited favor. That is why, under this dispensation, Apostle Paul defined it as what? The day of salvation, the acceptable year of the Lord. Let's read Ephesians chapter 2 from verse 1. Ephesians chapter 2 from verse 1. For you to understand where we are under grace, and grace is sweet. I just want to thank God that He did not bring me to this world under any other dispensation, except under this dispensation. Because under the dispensation of the Lord, there was no mercy. Do you know that the Lord says that if you have a child that is stubborn, you as the mother, bring him to the gates and let everybody stone him. Do you know that the Lord says, if on your wedding night, your husband discovers he did not marry you a virgin, they should bring you out and stone you and kill you. How many people will be alive after their wedding night? There was no mercy under the law. It was tit for tat. There was no mercy. There was no, okay, I have repented, I have changed. You used to do something bad before, they are now saying you have repented. You must suffer the consequences. Not this one that you come to the altar, Father, have mercy upon me. Lord Jesus, show me your mercy. Forgive me of my sin. We drink mercy like water today. We drink mercy like water. In fact, some people know that God will forgive them. Then they plan iniquity. After all, there was a story I saw of a man of God that says, yes, I will do it. After that, I will go 40 days on the mountain and ask God for mercy. That is how people are taking grace. Under the law, there was no mercy. You steal, if they catch you, you are finished. There was nothing like tamper justice with mercy. Which tamper justice with mercy? It was. Do you know that if you broke the Sabbath day law, they will kill you? Because a man gathered sticks, firewood, on Sabbath day, they stoned him. Leviticus 24. It was God Himself that said, kill him. Did you hear what I said? It was God Himself that said, kill him. Because they took him. They said, Moses, see what we saw this man do. He was gathering firewood on Sabbath day. Then Moses went to God. What shall we do? God said, kill him. Are you understanding the meaning of dispensations? How God related with man in different times with different methods. Under grace, the righteous falleth 7 times and riseth again. Grace does not condemn anybody. Under grace, nobody is condemned until he dies. Under grace, there is mercy. There is forgiveness of sins. Under the law, it was not so. Under the law, it wasn't so. And so many other. Let's quickly read Ephesians 2 before we look at the contrast between law and grace. He said, you are still quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein time past ye walked, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now walketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our character, our behavior in time past, in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and we are by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Oh, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he hath loved us, at even when we were dead in sins, at quickened us together with Christ. By what are you saved? Verse 5, go back. By what are you saved? By what are you saved? By grace are you saved. Next verse. Verse 6. And has raised us up together, made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ. Verse 7. That in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. Now see verse 8. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is what? The gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, verse 10, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should do what? We should walk in them. This is what God is doing in this dispensation. God is saving people. And under grace, acceptance of Christ is the only condition for salvation. Whereas under the law, you must keep 100 commandments, hundreds of commandments. Under grace, it is for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but do what? And the evidence that you are saved, that you have received grace is what? The new birth. You are born again. Are we together? Next slide. So this is what God is doing under the dispensation of grace. Under the dispensation of grace, the church comes into play. The law was only for Israel. And it was only Israel that God was dealing with. Of course, there were a few Gentiles like Ruth, Rahab, a few Gentiles that entered into the commonwealth of Israel. But under grace, it is for both Jews and Gentiles. The grace dispensation is what? It's for everybody, everybody, every nation, every tribe, every tongue. And the dispensation of grace will end with the coming of the Lord, the day of the Lord. This dispensation of grace is also known as the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. Let's read it. I'm so glad I'm born in this dispensation. For he said, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, brethren, now is the accepted time. Now is the dispensation of grace. Now is the day of salvation. God is busy saving people. In this dispensation, you don't come to God by what you can do. You come to God for what he has done and what he can do in you. Grace calls the sinners. Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling, oh sinner, come home. That is what God is doing. I've wandered far away from God. Now, grace is busy saving the bad. In this dispensation, God is looking for the worst of people so that they can be recipients of his grace. It is only under this dispensation that you talk about the new birth. Ye must be born again. Ye must be born again. It is only under the dispensation of grace. Are we together? Under grace, we don't live by the law. You don't come to church on Sunday morning because it is Sabbath day. Under grace, no. We don't live by do this and do that. Hey, pastor, show me where it is in the New Testament, where the Bible says we should pay tithe. Should I show you where it is? For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Listen to me. Under grace, there are no commandments of don't fornicate, don't lie, don't steal. But you say, yes, they are written in the New Testament. They are exhortation to live right. Because if you are truly born again, you will not do those things. So all those things are there in the New Testament to check you. If you say you have received grace and you are fornicating, you have not received grace. Are you understanding it? There are no 10 commandments for us to keep. There are no, thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not lie. You have broken the 10 commandments. No. Because what God is doing in this dispensation is Hebrews chapter 8, verse 7. Hebrews 8, verse 7. He is writing his law in our hearts. Hebrews chapter 8. See something. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. The first covenant was the law. For finding fault with them, he said, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Next verse. Not according to the covenant I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, said the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, said the Lord. And this covenant was what the Lord Jesus did when he took bread and wine, the communion. What did he say we do? I will put my laws into their what? And I will write them in what? And I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. Next verse. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor, every man his brother. Brother, keep the Ten Commandments now. Brother, the Lord says you should do this. He said, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. So in this dispensation, we live by the leadership of the Holy Ghost. We live by the leading of the Holy Spirit. So if you are waiting for me to show you where it is written, don't wear trousers in the New Testament. The only thing I will show you is Romans chapter 8 verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are who? They are the children of God. If you are waiting for me to show you where it is written, thou shalt not drink alcohol. The Bible says drink, but don't get drunk. Abi, I will show you Romans 8, 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. If you are waiting for me to show you where it says you should not paint, you should not do artificial makeup and things like that, you should not be like the world, I will show you 2 Corinthians 6, 14. That says, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for where fellowship hath light with darkness. And I will show you Romans 8, 14. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. If you are asking me to show you where it says, pay tithe in the New Testament, I will show you Romans chapter 8, verse 14. You see why the only message we have under grace is that you must be born again. You must receive the Holy Ghost. We don't live by any law or commandments. Do this, do that, do this, do that. Then you wake up in the morning. How many commandments have I broken? No. We live by the leading of the Spirit. We manifest righteousness because our nature is changed. So the dispensation of grace is different from the dispensation of the law. Under grace, man now has access back to God. Now see it. The cherubim that guarded the tree of life with flaming sword. What has happened to them? They have sheathed their sword. Now, we have access back to the tree of life. I thought somebody would shout hallelujah. That is why you are receiving eternal life. Do you know that even everybody that died before the dispensation of grace, they could not go to heaven until the Lord Jesus came and shed his blood? Even they themselves, though they were dead, they needed to be partakers of grace before they could have access to God. So we in this dispensation, we are very blessed. Somebody jam those hands together for the Lord. Next slide. Grace has no race but the church. Grace has no law but love. Grace has no creed but Christ. Under grace, no Sabbaths, no circumcision, no new moon. Grace began from the upper room and ends with the 70th week of Daniel. Now, let's see the slide. Contrast between law and grace. The new slide, because this is a very serious issue. Contrast between law and grace. See something now. The law was given by who? If you know it, say it now. Sisters, shout hallelujah. Only a few sisters are following us. We are not going to wait for anybody. We cannot be drinking milk all the time. Let's eat meat. The law was given by Moses. So who was the dispensational prophet under the law? If you know it, say it. Every other person that came after Moses, they were only building on the foundation that Moses laid. Are we together? Joshua, Elijah, Isaiah. Listen to me, church. Listen to this statement. Joshua, Elijah, Daniel, Ezekiel, they were not dispensational prophets. If you have swallowed this, especially old end time message believers. I want you to vomit it now. Isaiah, Joshua, name them. They were not dispensational prophets. The only dispensational prophet under the law was who? Was Moses. Same thing with grace. Grace came by who? John chapter 1 verse 17. What does the Bible say? John chapter 1 verse 17. The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by who? Now let's go back to our slide. Under the dispensation of grace, back to the slide. Grace came by Jesus. So who is the dispensational prophet in this dispensation? Are we together? If you are with me, shout hallelujah. If you are with me, shout hallelujah. In this dispensation of grace, Jesus is the only dispensation. Now, somebody asked me a question last week. He said, what about the seven church ages? Listen to me. The seven church ages are not seven different dispensations. Oh, the seven church ages are all under the dispensation of grace. Did you get that? The seven church ages, they were not seven different dispensations, because God dealt with them by who? By grace, by Jesus. The seven church ages are all under the dispensation of grace. So there is no other dispensational messenger under grace. Other than who? If you know, you say it now. Other than the Lord Jesus. So when we make statement like he's a dispensational messenger, it is wrong. Under the law, the dispensational messenger was Moses. Under grace, the dispensational messenger is who? Jesus. Are we together? Can you see the contrast? The seven church ages were not different dispensations. They are the dispensation of grace, divided into seven different periods. It was the same grace from the first church age to the last church age. So don't mix it up. There is no other dispensational messenger than the Lord Jesus under grace. When we come back next week, by the grace of God, God willing, we will continue at the contrast between grace and law. Can we put our hands together and rise on our feet? Let's be on our feet. Great is his faithfulness. Jam those hands together for the Lord and rise on your feet, church. Okay. There shall be showers of blessing. Mm-hmm.